From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Hadam Helmi. MU nursing professor Tina Bloom interviewed 24 pregnant rural Missouri women recently to learn about what makes them stress. What she found contradicts her idyllic vision of rural life.
These women, in addition to extremely high levels of general stress, they were living in very difficult circumstances. They had a very high rate of depression and PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, symptoms in this sample, and a very high rate of violence exposures over their lifetime, but also recently, with 1 in 5, were currently in an abusive relationship. So these women were dealing with very, very difficult issues. I'm a firm believer in when we develop interventions to help people, I think that it should grow out of their expertise in their own lives and what they see as helpful, not necessarily just what we see as academics as, well, this might be helpful to you, so I'm going to try it. You know, I think we have to collaborate with communities to come up with solutions for them. The women that I talk to, hands down, the most frequent answer when I asked them what would help them with their stress was a job. They really wanted a good job that, you know, was flexible, that would help them support their families, would bring up their wage. It was not what I was expecting to hear.
And you've done research with urban pregnant women. What are some of the different stressors that rural women had?
They had privacy issues that were tremendous. I think every single woman that I interviewed said to me, everybody knows everyone and everything in a small town. They felt lonely and isolated in part because talking about their stressors was helpful to them, but it wasn't helpful if people gossiped about them, and that happened a lot.
And you mentioned that these women had evidence of high levels of violence, but that they didn't mention it as a stressor.
Yeah, it didn't really come to the top as a significant stressor for them. And it comes through, we know that depression and post-traumatic stress symptoms are a direct consequence of traumatic and violent exposures. So it's affecting women, but they're so busy, you know, trying to keep the lights on and keep a roof over their heads that they're not going to deal with that right now.
So what can we learn from that?
Rural healthcare providers they're such a precious resource. We really need them out there. And I think that these women really need them too, because, as I said before, they may be the only person that's really connecting with this woman on a regular basis outside of her family. And if she's assured of privacy and confidentiality and assured that she's not going to be judged, clearly women will talk about some really difficult issues. They were remarkable women with a lot of strength. And so I think with just, you know, a little bit of connection from the healthcare providers, it goes a long way.
Bloom's study has been published in the journal Issues in Mental Health Nursing. That's it for this week's Health and Wealth Update. Thanks for listening. I'm Hadam Helmi.